Nearly 50 years ago, the murder of Dr. George Duncan moved the South Australian Parliament to lead the way in the country by decriminalising homosexuality. Now, South Australia lags behind as the only state with the gay panic defence, an unconventional form of the provocation defence, resulting in a lesser charge of manslaughter rather than murder. Greens MLC Tammy Franks has moved a motion calling to remove the gay panic defence in South Australia nearly a decade after the bill was first introduced. The Wire's Surf Landau began by asking what the defence involves. A content warning, this story contains descriptions of violence.
The gay panic defence is one of a suite of what are called provocation defences, where a murder charge is considered to be manslaughter because somehow it's seen as justifiable. And it only applies where one man makes a non-violent homosexual advance to another man. Every single other state and territory has abolished this defence. Either they had done so through their statutes, through parliamentary debates, or it doesn't apply in one shape or another. Here, I think we've rested on our laurels as the first state to decriminalise homosexual activity almost 45 or so years ago now, following that murder of Dr. George Duncan down at the River Torrens. I think we thought that we led the pack, but we are lagging so far behind all the other Australian states and territories.
The idea that someone could claim the victim's sexuality provoked an attack or indeed a murder, surely this defence isn't still being used in the court of law today.
When I first introduced a bill in South Australia about 10 years ago, I was told, you know, it's outdated, it's outmoded, nobody would think to use it. Within a year, it was used as a defence, and that led to a series of appeals in court that it wasn't taken seriously enough. When a man, Michael Lindsay, murdered Andrew Negra, after they were all at a pub, a group of people, including those two men, went back to a house party in the wee hours. The victim, who's now dead, can't tell his side of the story. The man who killed him claims that he was offered money for sex, and this provoked such a rage that he beat, stabbed and killed Andrew Negra and then put him in a wheelie bin and dumped him down in a local creek. I think most people would find it very hard to defend the gay panic defence in this day and age, which is why, in fact, every political party in this parliament has said that we need to get rid of it.
In April last year, the government committed to removing the gay panic defence, and yet no change. Can we put this down to the slow wheels of government, or is there pushback on this bill?
Before the last election, so in 2017, we finally, after having this on the agenda, having two Legislative Review Committee inquiries, it's been about 10 years now we've been having this debate. The most recent promise last year, where it was already dragging the chain, was that the Marshall government would have legislation before the parliament by the end of last year. And yet here we are still waiting. I think there is a dispute in the legal fraternity, if you like. And I think, you know, defence lawyers like to have lots of defences. That doesn't justify this.
There's been a lot of media attention regarding the alleged gay hate murder of Scott Johnson in Sydney in 1988. And we've also just passed the 50-year anniversary of the murder of Dr. George Duncan. Do you think that this is an opportunity to put pressure on the South Australian government?
Absolutely. And that's why I've moved a motion in state parliament, because we know that just patiently waiting for equality to come does not work. And what we know that this sends a message loud and clear from our parliament, who has so far failed to act, that somehow this isn't an issue that should be treated with urgency and importance. And when we send that message, we see the sort of attacks on the George Duncan Memorial that we saw earlier this week, where someone threw a substance on that memorial and wrote some hateful words. When we continue to look away, to sit on our hands, to not act as members of parliament, we give succour and comfort to those who hate others. We should be treating all South Australians equally.
Greens MLC Tammy Franks ending that story from The Wire's Soph Landau.